Hello listeners, Audible Radio proudly presents you the first part in our series of programs on Audible Marathon. The Audible community proudly presents the 6th edition of the Audible Marathon on 10th February 2013. The Audible Marathon is now held in the second Sunday of February in every year. Started in 2008 to celebrate the 40th year of Audible, the marathon was originally conceived to be a small occasion for celebrating the 40 years of Audible. In the initial stage, we invited a few runners from outside, but the enthusiasm shown by the runners, the volunteers, and the community as a whole was so infectious that everybody wanted to start running the Audible Marathon. This year, we are expecting over 2,000 runners for this event. We invite all the runners to register themselves for the event through our website www.marathon.audible.com. You can also contact us through our email ID marathon@audible.org.in and also through our Facebook page www.facebook.com/audiblemarathon. In today's program, we interview a few of the people who helped us to make this event a special one. We would be first interviewing Chandresh Patel, the race director for the event, and also the founder of this event. Chandresh Patel, apart from many credentials to himself, is a serial marathon runner. He has run many marathons in the United States before he moved to India and settled down in Audible. He ran the first two Audible marathons, and he's also a key person behind the organizing of the event. We now talk to Chandresh Patel. Good morning, Chandresh.
Good morning.
Chandresh, you know, you started the marathon in February 2008, as a part of the 40 years of completion of Audible. You know, what went on your mind? Did you think that this marathon event will go year after year or for the next 6 years?
Well, whenever I start any project, I don't think too much far in the future. I do it because I think it's the right thing to do. And at that point, I wanted to start a marathon. Even before coming to Audible, I wanted to organize a marathon in Pondicherry area. And as I landed in Audible, it happened to be the right locality with the trail runs and everything. First, I thought of doing it from Audible to Pondicherry and back. But then, you know, with the traffic and with the whole scenario, we decided to just do it within Audible. And I never thought whether we'll continue or not. But, you know, definitely when I start something, I don't think, but I continue with it until something makes it stop.
Yeah, the journey from first marathon to the 6th edition now, which is going to be held in February 2013. You know, you should have gone through a lot of highs and lows. And, you know, what some of the key moments that immediately comes to your mind, what are they?
Well, in the earlier days, you know, the first one, it was only three of us who spent most of the weeks and few months before preparing for it. It was quite strenuous. Even till the last, 12 o'clock in the night, the run was at 4. We were still working on making sure that the bibs and everything was in ready, everything. But then in the second year onward, more people started taking interest and it became a community event. Whereas the first one was really initiative of, you know, me and two of my colleagues, or not even colleagues, my close friends who we grew up together, three of us. So we did the first marathon. It was mostly our effort and our funding and everything. The second one is where everybody came in, the whole community. A lot of people said, oh, this is a very nice event. And then the second year onward, we started having groups of various sub-activities. And then we had several meetings, and then it really started taking on where we had more support, more people, and we could address the details of each and every area, and then the organizers didn't get stressed out as much as in the first one. So, you know, overall it has been increasingly happier, and we are trying to get better and better at being able to address areas that so that the runners and the organizers and the volunteers all have some good time in participating and making this event happen. Now, one thing I would say is that only in Audible this is possible, that you get such a variety of volunteer support. Because I run, for my most experience is in US and in Hawaii, but even there, you don't find that kind of community outpouring that happens in Auroville, just because we are running within the community and everybody knows about it. And so it's a very good event that way. So nice fun time. Although my vision still has a lot more event that can happen for marathon, but we are on a good roll, good start.
Well, it's 3 days today since we started the registration, and the number of participants currently stands at 207 or 210, which is the same as the first year total participants, you know, we had. And, you know, we've been growing year after year, and this year, you know, our estimates stand at something like 2,500 people running it. Is this the kind of number that you are looking at, you know, sometime in the future when you started it?
Well, this is again along the same lines, where I don't really plan for the future and the expansion. Although over the last few years, people have been asking, are you going to allow it to grow as much, or are you going to cap it? We can't as a community support this many people and all that. For me personally, actually, I don't want to cap it. You know, it has to be a unique event. And even if it means, you know, 10,000, 50,000, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know exactly how we're going to move forward. But we'll see, address it as it goes. And I'm open if a lot of people say, no, we don't want it, then, you know, you can't have it. But at this point, if we can, you know, organize a good event where those who run and who come for the joy of running would are more welcome, and you know, we are open to bring those who are interested to come and run.
Yes, to conclude, your key point of advice, what would be, you know, your advisor runners here?
Well, one thing very important to remember is that this is an extreme sport, and as an extreme sport, those who participate and those who register are definitely encouraged, not in, you know, encouraged, requested, and we want it mandatory that they train for this event and be healthy and really prepared for this strenuous event, because it's not something you get up one morning and say, oh, let me also run. Even if it is 5K or 10K, depending on our age, depending on your condition, it can be quite hazardous. So we definitely want all the participants and those who wish to participate to register. And while registering, make sure that they provide the information on their medical background, emergency contact, and also how they have prepared for the event, so that you know, everybody is, you know, has a good time to support the event.
It was great talking to you, Chandresh. Thanks a lot. We hope you will also run this year. We have been getting news that you have been bunking it for the last 3 editions after running the full marathon the first 2 years. So are you running this year? Final question.
Well, I think I'll leave it open for later, but most likely I will not be running. Even if I run, it may be half or 10K, but I've not decided yet, because I'm training for something different. And at this point, you know, my journey into physical development is slightly different in focus. So just the endurance run is not part of it. Endurance over a period of months and years of a different nature is what I'm working on. So I don't know yet.
Thank you, Chandresh.
You're welcome, Balaji.
Next person on the program is Ram Vishwanathan. Ram Vishwanathan is the founder of Chennai Runners, an eclectic group of amateur runners based in Chennai. Ram Vishwanathan participated in the 2008 edition of the Auroville Marathon, and he was one amongst the few runners who attempted the full marathon. Since then, he has participated in all the 5 marathons, and he has completed all the 5 full marathons in Auroville. In addition to that, he is also a regular marathon runner, by completing over 35 marathons, including the prestigious Berlin Marathon, Chicago, and the Boston Marathon. He is also a participant in the 2012 edition of the Comrades Marathon. Ram Vishwanathan. Good morning, Ram. This is Balaji and Andrea from Auroville Radio.
Hey, Balaji. Hey, Andrea. Good morning.
Ram Vishwanathan, this name, you know, a very popular name in Chennai runners as well as in Auroville, for one simple reason. You're the only runner to run Auroville Marathon all the 5 times, the full marathon. Okay. Going into the 6th marathon, what are your thoughts about your 6th marathon? What are your targets?
First, I'm glad to have been able to run, right? The 5 runs, consecutive runs. I didn't plan it that way, but I came to Auroville. I liked what I saw, the friendly crowd, the trail, the forest. So that made me come back year after year. And also along the way, my running also got improved, right? I got hooked running in a way. And then I'm now registered. When Balaji sent me the registration's open signal, I was the first guy to register from Chennai, I think. And I'm glad to run again. And each year, the event has gotten better, better organized, more runners, and more, what shall I say, full marathon runners. Because when I first ran, I remember we were a handful of runners. But the last marathon I ran there this year, we had a much larger crowd. And I had a company of runners all through the trail, even though it was a half marathon loop. So glad and looking forward to run perhaps one of a kind trail marathon in India, right? So.
Yep. Ram, you have been a runner, you know, you have run across the world, I think in four continents and, you know, the world marathon majors. When they started with five, you were almost touching it, and now they've extended it to six marathons. So, you know, being a versatile marathon runner in different places, one unique aspect that you would say about Auroville Marathon?
Yeah, each marathon is unique and have and different things that they bring out, right? And one of the things that I see in North America is that they always talk about what is unique about that particular city or the region in which that marathon is running. For example, Big Sur, the one I ran in the West Coast in California, they take pride in the coastal communities, how clean it is, how scenic, how panoramic the views are, and how the whole community gets involved. Similarly, when I look at the Auroville Marathon, what I like the most is it is perhaps the only trail marathon in India, number one, that I have run at least. And also, the community comes together, right? It is an informal, yet a well-organized marathon. You run through a trail, you see the local communities, the local temples. At the same time, you have an international flavor to the whole run where everybody pitches in. And that's what makes, I believe, Auroville a unique marathon in the marathon map across whether it is India or the world, right? And also, I like the way in which the volunteers come out of nowhere to pitch in, whether it is for massage after the run or manning the aid stations or being out there just to smile and cheer the runners. I think all those make a big difference in terms of the environment. And I think Auroville does it very well.
Okay, to conclude, one piece of advice you would give to all the runners from your experience?
Just run your race, be there, out there, enjoy, try to follow the guidelines given by the race director, but have fun, right? It's not about whether you finish a sub 4 or a sub 5, it doesn't matter to me. I go out there every time to just enjoy the run and enjoy the hospitality of the organizers. So that's what I would suggest all the runners, run your race.
Thank you, Ram. It was great talking to you.
Hey, thanks Balaji for the opportunity and good luck with the next edition. Bye now.
Thanks Ram, bye. We now speak to Rajesh Vecha. Rajesh Vecha is the founder of Hyderabad Runners, eclectic group of running community based in Hyderabad. Rajesh Vecha ran many marathons before deciding to bring one world-class marathon to his hometown, Hyderabad. In 2011, he organized the Hyderabad Marathon and he also followed it with the second edition in 2012. Rajesh Vecha is also a regular runner in Auroville Marathon, featuring in all the five Auroville Marathon events in the half marathon category. We now speak to Rajesh Vecha. Good morning, Rajesh. This is Balaji and Andrea from Auroville Radio.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
This is going to be your sixth Auroville half marathon. So it has been a long way, you know, from the first marathon when you came here for a half, along with, if I don't remember, how many people did you bring from Hyderabad and how it has... Can you reflect on your long journey?
Yes, yes. I still remember when you first called me and told me that there was this marathon in Auroville on the occasion of, if I'm not wrong, the 60th year of...
It's 40th.
Sorry, 40th year of the Auroville, founding of Auroville. We felt it might be a very nice opportunity to go run in a place like Auroville. And we were four of us, we traveled from Hyderabad and we came to Chennai and we traveled to the Chennai Runners together. And from then, I see the event has just grown, not only in terms of just the size or the number of participants, but the way it's created an entire, I would say, an event for the community is something very interesting. And I am so happy that I've been able to come for all the 5 years. And I hope to continue every year as long as I continue running. And it's been definitely been a long journey, and we look forward to being there at the Auroville Marathon again in February of 2013.
You have been some kind of, you know, what I would call as the ambassador for Auroville Marathon in Hyderabad. You know, most people look up to you. And I remember a couple of years when you were giving running bibs to someone, the person doesn't even say his name. He says, "I'm Rajesh Vacha's friend." And that's how he started. So how do you feel, you know, your group coming together through you, and you have been bringing them every year?
No, it's been a very nice experience, and I tell everybody that, you know, every marathon has got its unique proposition and everything, but I tell that people should come to Auroville, because to experience Auroville, the effort put in by the entire community, and over and above that, I tell them that this is one marathon where we go very, very you know, simple, where no flights, nothing. So we come by train. The only luxury we probably have is a third AC. Then we take a bus and come to Auroville, and we stay at, you know, your Auroville accommodation, which we slept on the floors and all those things. So it's an experience, I would say, which actually links us to what Auroville, you know, the philosophy of Auroville, you know, simple living. And, you know, those are things which we try to emulate whenever we come for Auroville. So I keep telling that, you know, when we're going to Auroville, we should follow what the principles of Auroville. And I'm so happy that many people have been convinced. They've liked the entire idea. And I always, most of the people who have come for the marathon, they've not only been very happy, but they feel so good that, you know, it's one of the things where they've spent the least and the experience has been the best. And so, and everybody in Hyderabad, whoever has come, they've always told, they've always wanted to come back. And the number of people coming back is just only increasing by the day. This year, no, but for the problems or restriction in accommodation, you know, we would have 100-150 people come from Hyderabad.
Rajesh, you are also one of the key persons behind the Hyderabad Marathon for the last 2 years, which is one of the India's most appreciated marathon. So, you know, if we have to learn something from you, what are the things that you would advise us to improve in Auroville Marathon for this year?
No, I would want you to keep Auroville Marathon as what it is, because, you know, it hasn't got any of the commercial elements of what we do or anything. So it has got its unique thing to, it's got a very nice USP, and I would say that, you know, you should retain whatever you're doing, because the moment you try to grow out of that, then, you know, I'm afraid that you'll become one of those regular marathons, and I don't want you to become like that. The USP of Auroville is whatever it's doing. But, you know, having said that, I'm sure there's definitely in scope, and a lot of scope and improvement, and, you know, simple things. No, everybody wants a medal from Auroville, and I hope this year onwards you make it up. I know it's an expensive proposition or whatever it is, but with Auroville's innovations and all that, I'm sure you'll try to come out with a medal, which every year, that's something which every runner would aspire to. And probably the other thing I would seriously think of is, probably if you're thinking that, you know, making the timing process easier. I know the timing chips are expensive, but again, you know, Auroville has got a very nice innovative culture, and you might want to invent a new timing technology from Auroville to address this issue, and it can be a low-cost one also.
Yeah, finally, you know, a personal question to you. You have been running the half marathon for 5 years. Don't you think it's time for you to move to full marathon?
No, I definitely want to do a full marathon. The only reason, the only day when I can do a full marathon there is when I've decided that I'm coming all by myself, and I don't have to manage a group of 75 to 100 people. It's like, you know, keeping the school children together. So I want to complete my half marathon, and I'm like eagerly looking out for see that everybody has come finished off. And we have this big challenge, like, you know, we come in, typically we have Saturday mid, and we have the train to catch at 6:15. So I'm so worried, you know, that people shouldn't get delayed and things like that. So we try to leave Auroville sharp at 2 o'clock. So, you know, I would definitely do a full marathon when you know, there's somebody else to completely shoulder my responsibility of getting people to Auroville.
Thank you, Rajesh. It was great talking to you, and we look forward to meet you in Auroville on February 10th.
Thank you, Balaji. Thank you, Chandresh. Thank you, all the organizers of Auroville. We look forward to being there and enjoying the entire hospitality program.
Thanks, Rajesh. Bye.
Bye.
Our fourth speaker for the day would be Santosh Padmanabhan, currently a running coach. Santosh Padmanabhan moved to India in the year 2008 from US, where he ran many ultra marathons. His longest distance he has gone is over 150 kilometers. Then decided to take running beyond mainstream people in the recreational category. He also took running to the underprivileged children. He has since training many underprivileged children to participate in various marathons in India. In 2009, he brought about 10 kids for the Auroville Marathon. And since then, it has become a regular feature for us to witness the participation of his team from the Team Asha. Santosh is currently a full-time coach with the Runners High. We now speak to Santosh Padmanabhan. Good morning, Santosh.
Hi.
Hi, Santosh.
Hi, Balaji. Tell me.
Santosh, this is going to be your fifth edition with your Team Asha in Auroville Marathon. You know, you started your journey with the Auroville Marathon in 2010 edition. How do you feel about it? You know, when you, in the 2009 edition, you started with your team, and today your school children are going, many of them are going to do their fifth edition of Auroville Marathon. What is unique about, you think, about the Auroville Marathon?
I feel the whole community coming together to do a run is the most unique part. I don't think we'll find such a community anywhere else. In all the races that I've been to in India and elsewhere also, I found it very supportive. And what makes it really unique is that the low cost at which it is organized. It also shows to the world that so many good things can be done without having to commercialize things and be supportive of all initiatives that need support from the community. And it has helped us reach out to a lot more children from disadvantaged backgrounds and who have taken up running in a passionate way. And it has also transformed their lives in bringing sort of values and also a sort of a commitment to a certain goal. So I think the Auroville Marathon team has been instrumental in contributing to the development of these children also, in, especially related to running and their physical health.
Can you tell us more about, you know, your own adventure into this, bringing school children into running events? You know, for many of the school children, to begin with, running is a punishment. You know, when I was growing up, when I do some mischief with the school, the first thing my PT master says to go around the school and run. And today, the children like to run with you. So, can you just give us a more overview of what it?
So, yeah, that's true. It really depends on what sort of a system you create and what perspectives the children share on running. In the example that you just specified, the PT master himself probably viewed running as a course, and that's why he thought it would be a good thing for the children to do when they do something wrong. But if you actually love running, then you would do it for the right reasons. So we do a lot of games and physical activity that keep the children interested, and soon they're not averse to moving around or being physical. Then slowly I talk to them about being healthy. Then we started short distances, and then they liked it and they felt it challenging and they wanted to do more. Then we would just tell them to take on a better challenge. You need to be more regular and more consistent. That motivation kept them going. So now children started with 5-kilometer runs. Now their children are doing even 21-kilometer runs. And some of the children have come back to me saying that going on a run over long distance actually gives them a space. They even come back and told me that they said, let me think or calm down a lot. And I suddenly loved the space where I was alone running on the trail. These words coming from children sounds very mature, and you know, it's very important for us to realize that children need their own space as well. And some of the backgrounds of children also is such that they need to have this energy release. And all that energy and negativity, given their traumatic background, needs to be released in a constructive and positive way. And for that, running plays a major role. It also keeps away the adolescents from drug use or any sort of abuse or getting into bad circles. So this gives them a solid motivation and also the space for themselves.
Thank you, Santosh. One final question. You know, you're a running coach. I don't think I should be asking you this question free of cost. One advice that you would give to runners before running Auroville Marathon?
Yeah, I don't believe in selling advice, so don't worry about it. I really feel that the Auroville race is really nice. It's a very beautiful route. And it's got, for a good part, it's very shaded thanks to so many trees and the mangroves that have been grown. But you can't take the humidity for granted. You need to hydrate properly and be careful about it, because you can get carried away by the... You can get carried away by the total, the crowd and the scenery. But it's important that you're hydrating and taking in salts along the route. So you have to pay attention to it on the run day.
Thank you, Santosh. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, Balaji.
That brings us to the end of the program. We hope you enjoy the program. This will be the first part of our many programs that we would like to bring in the Auroville Marathon category. We look forward for your feedback and comments on our website. And if you'd like, you can also reach us through our marathon email, marathon@auroville.org.in. Thank you, listeners. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Merci. C'était une composition de David Rémy et on continue avec une autre de ses compositions. On vous laisse en compagnie de David et de Thibault.